So in constitutional law, we ended up talking about some of the limits that are on the Supreme Court, and specifically just the courts in general. And the reason why some of these limitations are good is because, well, the court is not subject to democracy, so to speak, as everybody else is. The president is elected, so is Congress, but the court is chosen, and ultimately they are given their responsibilities and commission from the president and the Senate. And so what kind of limitations can be put onto the court to make sure that they do what the people want, where they don't just say what they want to say? Well, there are several. I'm going to list them quickly. I won't go into detail into any of these. But first of all, there's constitutional amendments. Several constitutional amendments have been provided to counteract some of the Supreme Court rulings that have happened in the past. Specifically, we have Amendments 11, Amendments 14, Amendment 16, and Amendment 26. I believe that all the amendments that have been used to curtail some of the statements that the opinions that the Supreme Court has released. Additionally, we do have the power to appoint Supreme Court justices. Specifically, the presidential power has the ability to nominate, so they can choose who fits into their field of view, so to speak, and then the Senate can make sure that that person is not too extreme. Those debates have become highly controversial in recent history. Third, justices can be impeached, just like any other branch of office can be impeached. So one Supreme Court justice has been impeached, but he wasn't removed from office. There are several lower court judges who have been impeached and removed from office. And there's been a Supreme Court justice who did resign based off of his historical background, some poor finances. You know how that goes. But ultimately, the judicial branch seems to be more susceptible to impeachment than other branches of government. There have been several presidents who have been impeached, but none of them have been removed from office. But there have been lower court justices who have been impeached and removed from office. Fourth, we could put a life tenure onto the judges. They're obviously there for life, but you could put statutes there to determine, so to speak, when life ends. Whether that's 65 years when you got to retire, or whether that's 70 years when you have to retire, there are statutes that you can put there to determine when you're no longer fit for life to be in office. And then we have informal limits, and this goes into our case of Ex Parte McCardle. The biggest limit here is that the court can be limited in jurisdiction. So the Constitution says what is allowed, it sets the limit, but the Supreme Court can be limited through jurisdictional laws. And this was the case here where there was a habeas corpus appeal that came up, and this bill that the person claimed habeas corpus from allowed a habeas corpus appeal, but then the legislature ended up repealing that act and said, no, you can't do that. And the court agreed, said, yes, Congress can limit our power to have jurisdiction. And to kind of support that, it's like, but there is still a way for this person to get habeas corpus relief. It's just not through that bill. And so through that law that he was claiming originally. So informal, technically a formal, but jurisdictional limits as well that the courts can put onto it. And this really goes into the three different arguments. This case is an example of plenary power, and that's complete restriction through jurisdictional limits. And then there's a different one of necessary functions, whereas court can be limited down to, but not beyond, that which is necessary. So courts could do necessary things, rulings, opinions, super important cases. Or there's constitutional barriers where they can't be limited to not rule on something that is actually within the constitutional that is protected. So, for example, they can't say that the Supreme Court is not allowed to hear cases relating to race or things like that, because that would violate other constitutional provisions. None of these cases have really come into effect, those differences, but ultimately those are ways that the Supreme Court can be limited. And just to phrase them up one last time, we've got constitutional amendments, the power to appoint, impeachment, life tenure, and then jurisdictional limits as well. Have a good one. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro. And you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't are pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice, and with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable, that is, Law Schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.